Hello and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It is Sunday, January 28th, 2018. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is my Super Saiyan twin brother, John Abaya.
Hours later. There. Okay. Yeah. Let's continue.
Okay. That's kind of. Oh, I can't wait until the next person that's coming up to do this. And joining us from the World Wide Web, our other Super Saiyan contributor, John Nino Abaya.
I can't do that. Hello.
Okay. Wow. You're the Krillin of the crew, I guess.
Was not ready for it.
Yeah. No. You didn't smell it.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
That's a fun fact we learned about Krillin. I did not know about.
He has no nose.
Yeah, nose though.
So if you're new to the podcast, we usually discuss and give our impression of what we watched, listened, played, or read throughout the week, and we conclude the episode with the main discussion. This week's main discussion is the newest game from Arc System Works, which I've never heard of, titled Dragon Ball FighterZ. Is it Fighters or Z?
Fighters.
Fighters, yeah.
Fighters okay. Z. Oh, Fighters. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. John or Nino, this is going to be confusing for all the listeners. How are you, man? Because we haven't, you know.
Oh, it's been a while. I'm excited to do this. It's been a while really catching up with you guys doing all this stuff. Usually I get the game later on, and then by the time I play it and put my input, you guys already did the podcast. I'm like, ah. So it's actually finally nice to have a new one and catch up with you guys and record one with you.
Yeah, it's been a while. So we were also discussing that if you listen to our very first episode like 5, 7, 8 years ago, when we recorded, we were very amateur-ish. So John Nino was always on the phone and I would record it off the mic. If you ever listened to that first episode, if you want to laugh about it.
Oh my goodness. It sounded like a news person trying to interview either an athlete. This is why I remember in ESPN.
Yeah.
And they're like through a phone interview or like they're calling, putting the input. That's exactly how it sounds like. I'm like, okay.
Yep. I agree.
But yeah, it was fun. I can't believe it's been that long, but
just want to put input that behind the scenes, Seer was going to join us this episode, but he was busy. So shout out to Seer, the one that...
Our triplet
that won most of the games last night in which we played Dragon Ball Z.
Who is more of the professional like when it comes to fighting games?
Yes, yes. He knew a lot about the combo system, how to get the 7 Dragon Balls I didn't even know you can get in the game, and he did it like more than several times. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And he was going to originally join us, but he couldn't.
Cool. So yeah, he might join us later in the year. I don't know. Before this main discussion, we do have a trailer talk. This week's trailer is I Kill Giants.
I find giants. I hunt giants. I kill giants.
Cool. Yeah, that's it. Dark omens are totally cool. A giant comes to a place and takes everything from you. And when it's done, it's like anything that made your life good was never even there.
Giant's not real.
Then why are you sweating?
So that is a clip from I Kill Giants. This is based on a graphic novel by Joe Kelly and J.M. Ken Namara. This film is directed by Anders Walter. It's actually his first featured film. He's been doing a lot of shorts. I'm assuming this is his big break when it comes into like a big Hollywood film. It looks like he's done also like he has received like a couple like Academy Awards for his shorts. But yeah, this is kind of cool to see. It stars Madison Wolf, Zoe Zandala, and Imogen Poots. Imogen Poots, if you remember her, if you ever watched that film, Green Room, she's one of the main protagonists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So from IMDb, the synopsis is Barbara Tarson struggles through life by escaping into fantasy life of magic and monsters. John, you're a big comic book person. Have you ever heard of this title, and what's your thoughts about this trailer?
I heard the title. I've seen it in our local comic shop many times, but I never, you know, thought about it, reading about it. After watching this trailer, now I want to read it. It reminds me much of Louise from Bob's Burger, like all grown up with her little spunk and adventurous style, just trying to kill monsters. And I'm wondering if there's like an underlying tone of if she has a mental illness. It seems like that in the trailer, like she has some type of mental illness, but she, because it seems like she's either imagining these monsters or giants, or they're real. It's hard to, it's for me, if I'm going to watch this, I probably will watch it. That thought will be back in my head all the way, because these people are questioning her and everything. And then it might even be a metaphor about other things that I'm really not looking forward to, like watching, to just be portrayed on the big screen. But yeah, it looks like an interesting film. I like how the way she has like a warrior spirit throughout the whole thing, and she has like a little companion throughout her adventure. And then yeah, I'm just looking see how it plays out.
It's like a video game almost.
Yes. But at the same time, it, like I said, it has like this underlining. You feel like there's something underneath all of it. Like there's something else that they're alluding to in the movie.
Yeah. How about you, Nino? Have you ever heard of this? And then what's your thoughts about the trailer? Because you literally just watched it like moments ago before we started.
No, I have not heard of this film yet. It kind of reminds me of like Peach Dragons,
yes,
or anything like that.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, exactly.
Well, you don't know if it's like for reals or it's something that's just imagining. I cannot remember. There's also this film with Samuel Jackson. And what it is that the kids have skills and they have this imagining. Oh my goodness, I'm stuck with the film.
With Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, he plays as a bad guy. And he eats kids to survive.
That's Jumper.
No,
that is not Jumper.
He eats bad.
That is not Jumper.
It's like a legit monster. What it is that these kids have powers.
Park.
They have powers. And when they go to the dark side, they become a monster. And then when they become like a much more monster, then they become almost like a huge troll.
I know what this is. It's Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
No. And so the trolls doesn't see it. And the trolls are not visible to human beings, but these kids with extraordinary powers. And it's kind of similar to that. Like, is it more like a fantasy, or is she dreaming about this, or is it like real? And it's very interesting because she has the gift to see and defend and kill the the giants. But why her?
Mm-hmm.
What makes her so special? Very interesting. And at the end, like, looks like she's defending from a huge giant. It looked like a battle.
Yes.
And it looks interesting. Very, very interesting. Something different.
Is it something... Kong Skull Island?
Oh, monster.
Oh, that's
Samuel
monster.
Jackson's Wait. A monster.
This Samuel L. Jackson movie, is it animated or real life? It's live.
Real life.
Huh. What year did it feel like it took place? Or what year did it come out that you feel like it came out?
On it real quick. But the interesting about this, though, is the monsters, how they're, I guess,
portrayed.
Revived or portrayed, yeah. There's another film that's similar to that where a kid develop a monster to live a different life since the family passed away. And the voice is Liam Neeson.
Oh, the kids' book.
Farce of the Penguins?
No, the one based on the kids' book.
Yeah, so is it something like that where it's part of her head that she develops throughout the whole thing? It's very interesting. Like I said, I'll come back to me again and I'll find that film I'm talking about.
I can't wait until you're like in the middle of the podcast, you yell out the title.
I am so sorry, yeah. It's not a typical like Jurassic Park. It's actually a little bit more science fiction.
Oh, okay. The one with Liam Neeson is a monster calls.
Yes, that's the one.
That's the Liam Neeson one. Is that the same one with Samuel Jackson?
No.
Okay.
I'll find it. Just continue on. Okay. I'm sorry, you guys.
But to like further your thought, this trailer reminded me of Pete's Dragon. Even like the style. I was like, oh, this is kind of like, it has like that indie big budget vibe, but you also are following like this character, and it's more about the character and her struggle. And I thought that was pretty cool. Looking forward, because like I wonder what is the subtext to everything. Like John, I wonder if it has to deal with like that film Hard Candy,
but
fantasy world. Yeah.
Yes.
Looking forward to that, and it's kind of cool that Anders Walters is his first feature film. It's pretty high budget, and that's kind of remarkable to have this guy who made shorts now making a feature film. But yeah, that is I Kill Giants, which is the trailer. I think it comes out sometime this year. And it looks like it's from an independent producer, too.
The comic book is from Image, if you want to know.
Oh, yes.
Want to dive into. Oh. The art style is very like cartoony. Wait,
comic like book or like graphic novel? Or
It was originally a comic book. Then it turned into a graphic novel.
Yeah. But it has that Invader Zim type of look. If you like that style of art.
Yeah. Most of us didn't do as much this week, but Nino, you watched something on television.
Yes, I did. The TV show, it's actually a brand new TV show from Fox. It's called The Resident. And my wife is a nurse. And so we usually watch anything that nurse related, except for like Scrubs. I don't like that show. It's comical, but it's totally not like anything close or remotely close to being a hospital nurse scenario. What it is The Resident is pretty much a hospital that's based on doctors. I have a little issue with this, but so there's an intern. He's a main character. His name is Dr. Devon Pravesh, and it's his first year. So he is being trained by a resident named Conrad Hawkins. Now, Hawkins is apparently a great, great doctor, but he goes through the process on helping or curing people in a different way. He doesn't go by the book. He actually goes and straight to the point. When new people is a new when there's a new what is it, intern goes through the process, usually they apply what they learn from the school. This intern came from the Ivy League, so I think he went to either Harvard or one of those big ones. And so he's just so optimistic about the whole thing, excited. He's just ready to save lives. And when he met Conrad, who's been there for a while, he just totally like blew him off. Like, whatever you learned, unlearn all of them, because there are things that you're going to learn that you did not learn from the books, from your expensive school, which is true. When someone is down for some reason, a doctor would go through the whole process. All right, what could this be? But the biggest thing is like it has to be ethical. That's the biggest thing. Like we have to go through by the books for legal purposes. Well, there's one scenario where this lady just like completely lost her pulse. And so the doctors, like, they're going through the process. Like, what could it be? This, this, and this. Well, this guy, Conrad, just took a bucket of ice cold water and dump it on the patient.
Wow.
Like dump it. And apparently one of the catalysts is like a quick temperature change, and they woke up and then there's a heartbeat again. But like that's not how you usually go through the process. So he goes through like unconventional ways, but it works because his main purpose, you could see from the show, is that he wants to save lives. There's a couple scenes that is very interesting. It's a little more emotional, but also the aspect about it is that the hospital is also a business. And that's one thing that most doctor or nurse show is that they don't show that the hospital is a business. Therefore, if they have patients in every room, they're making money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a part that they don't see, you know, like donors, sponsors, or anything like that. They want to try to keep their stock level high. Like I said, it's a different take. There's here and there about business scenarios. Conrad, like I said, is very unconventional. The things he does, I'm like, what an asshole. Like, are you serious? But, like, he saves lives. And he's cocky, very arrogant, but he means well. And he challenges his interns to beat him. By doing so, it's like you're actually thinking how to be a doctor. He's forcing his interns to think instead of like going through the pages that knows, like, think right now. What should you be doing? Instead of looking at the book, like, be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's very interesting. I recommend it. It's a little different take than Grey's Anatomy or anything like that. I enjoy it at the moment. I'll keep watching it.
How many episodes have they aired?
There's only two episodes so far.
Okay. So it's a quick pickup right
yes,
now.
Yes.
You don't have to like...
I think it was a 1-hour pilot episode.
Okay. That sounds cool.
Was this created by like any... You know how like these type of shows are created by like one person usually?
I didn't see anything. Like usually, what is it? Grey's Anatomy is also... Shonda Rhimes,
yeah.
Also made a few other TV shows. I don't remember this one having something like that.
It looks like it's made by someone named Amy Holden Jones.
Yeah, like, I don't know anything like the previous one they made.
Yeah, it looks like this is her first time.
Major. Doing it's what first like major, this. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Cool. And that's on what station again?
Fox. And it looks like it's the episode will be tomorrow at 9 p.m. at Fox.
Mm.
But then marketing them for free, I guess.
Yeah, it seems like, tomorrow they'll have an episode. Interesting. I stopped watching those type of shows just because they seem very much the same overall. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's I was a fan of like Scrubs, so.
Oh, so I'm gonna call. There's another similar show that my wife enjoys, so I end up watching it with her because I watch other shows that she watches with me, so like give and take. Called The Good Doctor.
Oh, I heard that one's good.
The one with the boy from Bates Motel.
Yes, yes, but he has autism.
Oh, okay, this is the.
But he's like. Remarkable, like he thinks out of the box, not out of the box, but
wait, he
thinks,
plays the doctor,
yes, a so very like almost like a Doogie Howser, yeah, but with autism.
Oh, interesting.
The thing about this is that he's very smart, he remembers everything through pictures, and like very intelligent, but his social skill is horrible. It's one of those things that like we don't ask because it's awkward, he'll ask because. It makes sense by the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, if a supervisor made a mistake, he just calls it out. But not thinking of, like, how people feel because of social expectation. He doesn't have that. So it's like, some of the things, I'm like, I cannot work with this dude. I would just go nuts. like you know, the social things that we take for granted, if you take it... to someone like him with autism, it's just like out of the like thrown out the window. You have no idea what to do. Yeah, it's funny at some point because I'm like, I will throw something at him just to like, dude, what an asshole. But then he doesn't mean harm. It's just that's how he thinks.
Yeah, it's like how that character, what's his name? Sherlock, Benedict Cumberbatch, like, I don't know if he has autism, but in his character for Sherlock, he is sort of like this jerk sometimes, but he's a smart jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like, what's that one house? Wasn't like the house like guy was the same thing?
House? Yeah, but then he's straight up just an asshole. Like,
yeah.
He is social there. He just didn't care.
Yeah.
But this kid is legit not thinking of anything because it's just based on the book. It reminds me of Bones, forensic scientist, where she doesn't have any comedy because sarcasm just doesn't exist. And the same thing with this guy. He doesn't have that sarcasm because it's just like, oh, thank you for your compliment. No, I'm being sarcastic. You failed. Oh.
Yeah.
Then why did you say this? And he bring out the stats. I'm like, oh my gosh. I was like, what?
He doesn't know the social cues.
No, he's learning it. Yeah. He's learning it.
So that is two good shows out right now. The Good Doctor.
Oh my goodness, sorry.
No, it's okay. Ben. I feel like, yes.
Sorry to continue. I finally found the film.
Okay, what is the film? Wait,
it's called Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
I didn't even know he was in that movie. Really.
Yeah, he was the bad guy. He was. Wow.
Spoilers in this case.
Yeah. And that's the one where the skilled kids or the talent, the gifted kids does not see the monsters that eats them. Only one special kid who could see them. Wow. And that's the only thing about like the whole imaginary.
At the time, it was being sold as I remember the trailer, like people were comparing it like Professor X, yeah. House of the Gifted.
Yes.
No, it's like the Tim Burton's.
Yes, but Tim Burton edition, yeah. Though. Yeah, exactly. But the whole imaginary things where regular people did not see anything, but they feel it. But it's how you believe in. Anyhow, continue.
Oh, I didn't know that was the whole plot of that. Okay, that's fine. Anyway, that is we finally found the movie, so that's better. So this is we'll move on to our main discussion. This week's main discussion is the video game Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I think it's with the fighters because there's no space between the fighter and the Z.
So Dragon Ball FighterZ. So Dragon Ball FighterZ is a 2.5D fighting game developed by Arc System Works, which is published by Bandai Namco Entertainment. It is for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam. It is based on the Dragon Ball series, which is the franchise of the anime franchise, which is encompasses Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, and Dragon Ball GT,
I think. Yep, GT.
Yeah. The way we play this game, we initially played it on a PS4, which was our nephew's PS4, and then we extended that to the Xbox One. So this pretty much this review is for both systems. So if you're curious about which system they played, and then as for the 2.5D fighting. The 2.5D, which means that we're playing in a 2D world, I think there are instances when you do certain moves, it goes to a 3D environment, which hence the 2.5D. For those who are just wondering what that means, I think a lot of fighting games are implementing that in their system now. This is coming from Guilty Gear.
Yes, Guilty Gear. Play
that game. Yeah. And then I think there are some games that kind of do it, like Street Fighter before, but I think they go full 3D now. So I haven't been talking, so I'm going to start off first. For this game, I'm not a huge fighting game person. So this was all new to me in a sense of modern day fighting games. I used to play Super Street Fighter 2 and Mortal Kombat up to Mortal Kombat 4, but otherwise when it comes to the modern day fighting games, whether it's Street Fighter 6 or 5 right now they're on.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
It's 5.
And then the modern Mortal Kombat, the last time we played a fighting game and reviewed it was Injustice 2, which I really liked. I really enjoyed, and I I think those mechanics are well suited for someone that's new too. And I think this one pretty much makes it easier for anyone to play. It's a lot of buttons mashing, but I think the moves are so easy that you can still enjoy it even though you don't know what you're doing. But you also could enjoy it because you could perfect those skills by just keep on playing. And you know, and like they said, if you practice makes perfect, I feel like once you perfect those skills, you'll probably be better at it. I think the art is gorgeous. I think making it look like the anime helps a lot, especially if you're a fan of the anime. I stopped watching after like Dragon Ball Z, but it's when after the first initial Frieza story arc. I remember.
That's still part of Z. I think you stopped at GT because do you remember Goku being a kid?
Yeah. But I don't remember Z that much because I feel like everything in Z blurred into each other. I remember parts of Frieza, parts of Cell.
Mm-hmm.
And
about this Majin one, the Boo. Longest series, yeah. That's why.
Yeah. Other than that, like GT, I barely know anything. Like I know of the characters of Trunks and everything, but then when it comes to Super, which there are a couple characters on this game that are from Super, I had no idea like who's Goku Black.
Who's Hit.
And then, which was really cool when we were playing it because we get to talk about like the story and I'm like, oh yeah, that happened and how these characters are all like connected and who's the son of who and who when you combine this person creates this character. I'm like, oh, I forgot how this is very confusing at times. Mm-hmm. To get these characters. But as for the game, I feel like it's a great game when it comes to just playing with a bunch of people in the same room and trying to figure out your moves and figure out which character you want to play. If I were to play this as a competitive side, when it comes to like esports, I don't think I would be a great player at all. Even if I put the work in, I think this if anything, it'll make the esports competitors even, it will be easier for them. Because I feel like this game is based on timing and strategy, like what characters will mix. Because we talked about balancing, and it feels like the balancing, you can see it, but at the same time, like it seems like every character does pretty much the same thing, same moves, but it's how many hits for each one. But yeah, I really like the game. John, what's your thoughts?
So I've never played this type of game to the Arc System style of game where you not button mash, but it's simple, but at the same time still kind of difficult to learn the combos and whatnot. Playing with you guys, it was a lot of fun just learning the different styles of play. Like, oh god, so like in the game, there's like a high, medium, and of punch and medium, low kicks, I guess you could say. For me, it was like a kick button, a punch button, a fireball button, and a like attack button, you could say, like going
combo,
forward.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And then the side buttons is the switching off the player. And then I learned that I'm really terrible just doing a fireball, like a regular Ryu fireball. That's how you do the supers, basically, when you like energize and what do you call that in Dragon Ball, where they get energized, they super up, I guess. And you get 7, and it was very difficult for me just to do that, just to throw their special moves at each other. Like I could have used it in certain situations, but I never tried, or I when I try to do it, it never connects, and it or never what do you call it, does the move and whatnot. So that was fun learning those type of moves. But like overall, like the characters feel like everyone feel the same, but at the same time everyone has like the speed that feels very like Dragon Ball. Like one moment you're in this side, next moment you zap to the other side. And just learning how it feels so much easier playing this game than the previous Dragon Ball games that like were in 3D or 3D environments. So you can move around in the 360 type of way. This one's only 2D, so you can go up, down, left, and right, and that's it, basically. And but it still felt more like a true Dragon Ball. Like you're playing actual Dragon Ball versus the other games. It always felt like very wonky. This one felt very like easy to play, and right away you understand like the mechanics kind of a little bit. Until we learn that you can summon the Dragon Ball, the dragon, collecting 7 Dragon Balls when you do certain combos. I didn't know that, and I was very surprised, and just learning and seeing Seer connect with that and then actually do it and track, pick the options that you can get from those, that was really fun to watch. It's a fun game to watch people play, and if they know how to play it really well, it's just fun to see. And there are moments when we were playing that, especially like Ben, were like against the ropes against Seer, and you could see that he might win, but only if he did like one more move he would have won. But then Seer, because he knows how to play the game better, he's just messing
with him.
Yes. and even though it was close, it felt like a really like fun just to watch, and excitement. I could see this game, especially like in esports now, that it can be a competitor with a lot of people training on it and whatnot and becoming champions of this game. But yeah, it's a fun game to watch and play. I wish... So I don't have Xbox One. We played it on Ben, or yours, Nino's Xbox One, and we played it on my cousin. But it would have been fun to like learn the mechanics of this game if I had the console and the game. I can see myself devoting like time to actually learning and actually like going online and try to get my stats up and just I've never done that before in a fighting game. Even with Smash Brothers, I play a lot of with my kids. I can see myself actually, like I said, devoting time to learn everyone and the mechanics. And right now, I really enjoy playing Piccolo, Vegeta, and what's that? Ginyu Force.
Ginyu.
His name
Captain
is
Ginyu.
Oh, Captain Ginyu. Yeah, those were my 3 favorite characters to play most of the time. But yeah, I'm really. I just really like playing this game, and it was really fun.
Would you guys consider playing like on a stick?
No.
Pad? What? I feel like I found myself with both of the controllers, like, because I don't like the whole right left thing, and then I found myself like, if you notice, like my hand was removing, and I was treating it like a joystick and a button, because there's some moves I feel like you would need. Faster fingers, so I feel like having a stick would be better.
Mm-hmm.
Nino, what's your thoughts?
To finish that thought, I think this will be best in the arcade, because yes, I used to play Marvel and Capcom, and that joystick is so violent with the special moves, and that's how I remember how this game is.
Because I find myself like forgetting that I have the RL. Or the right trigger and the right bumper, the left bumper. And I'm like, and I felt like I wanted to just use the buttons the whole time. Yeah.
So you're limiting yourself from like the special moves.
Yeah.
So when we played this in PS4, it was almost the same like button layout, but how the joystick and the keypad is switched in the left side of the controller. It threw me off. I'm so not used to it because I've been playing with Xbox. So when I got home, played with them, with the twins, it was awesome. It was back to normal. So
Just us not supporting
Sony. I support Nintendo. Does that count? So I played this for a few days now since it was released, and there's a couple modes that's very interesting. Not really interesting. I kind of don't like it, actually. It's the story arc. The beginning of the story arc, it was almost like a tutorial. So it'll give you hints on like, oh, if you do this, this, and this, you'll get this result. And the opponent you're playing is like backing off so you can complete that tutorial. And then when you finish the tutorial, then you could finish off the opponent. So this is almost like Mario World. Remember when you beat a map or a level, you walk to another, like a dot of a map.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? So I can't think of that Mario World in like more of a 3D way. But so you have this map and expand every time you beat a boss. And you can move up or down or whichever direction, depending on which way you want to pick up or beat or whatever you want. My only issue is that you don't go to that spot just to beat that opponent. Like in the beginning, I completed 7% so far. And it took me like 2 hours because of the dialogue. It's so bad with the dialogue. maybe because I have no patience because I just want to go and fight and, you know, go into battle. But my goodness, when Amanda, my wife, was like sleeping next to me while I'm playing this, she thought I switched the game to anime series to watch an anime episode because there was so much dialogue. And that was like, I know. It's like, I just want to like go and fight. But I have to go through this entire dialogue because what it is, they're developing a story about the clone that the Red Ribbon Army produced. And this wave that just like cut the strength of all the Dragon Ball Z fighters. But oh, I'm still getting through that. Yeah. And that's the thing about this arc is the clones. Apparently clones like legit copied every moves and their strength of not just the Dragon Ball Z characters, but also Freezer, some other opponents. Majin Buu is also in there. So we'll see how that goes. So my issue is the dialogue. Like, it would be nice if they cut that like 80%.
How long is usually their dialogue? Like their
it's like scenes? A script. It's a good chapter. And what? Then right, in the beginning, yeah. Because yeah. Like Bulma's trying to figure out who's inside of Goku.
Oh, Bulma's in there.
Yeah, because it happened Earth and everybody's like hurt. So
does it just feels like it's dragging it the actual game content?
Yeah. Well, I have to finish the arc to unlock Android 21. That's the catch. So I have to go through it. They also have the arcade, two arcade modes that Seer played one of them last night because that's one way to unlock the Super Saiyan God Goku and Super Saiyan God Vegeta.
Ah.
You have to defeat the two arcade in hard level. I have the digital copy, therefore I didn't get those bonus, but if you got the pre-ordered hard disk copy, you get those already. So I'm like one of the unfortunate people.
That or fortunate because you don't have to like cough up a lot of money.
But now I have to like beat the unbeatable.
But well, what's weird is like Seer almost beat them.
I know.
It was very close.
It was so exciting. It is very exciting game though. Like I say, if you enjoy Marvel vs. Capcom, it goes back to that. It goes crazy. Like the three combo from all three characters at one time, you have no idea where you are and you're just getting killed. I'm like, what is going on? This computer be cheating, man. I'm like, what? Yeah. But go ahead.
I was going to say, like, for some of us, like, I don't know if you guys, I know John played it, but we played like the old Dragon Ball fighting game and it was very slow. And I remember we had to like, there were buttons for us to fight up in the sky and it was so slow to do everything, and I didn't understand why they use what was that mechanic about in the old like PS1 or PS2 times. But yeah, this is a huge improvement of what they've done before.
Crazy. The another thing they have is the world ranking, but the lobby, that's another thing that it's kind of good and bad, because one way you could do with the lobbies, you could play with your online friends. If you're in the same lobby, you can do your ring settings and all that. But the bad thing about this lobby is that if you go in arcade mode and you get done with the arcade mode, you go back to the lobby. If that lobby is full, then you have to relook for a new lobby that has full for you, that's not full for you to enter the online lobby again. I'm like, what? If I'm in that lobby, that's my spot. Why are you giving it out?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yes. So I remember John was so mad last night. He decided we're playing offline.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it took a good chunk of time.
We kept on just pressing the A button. I don't know what is it on the Xbox, but the A button.
You, get in that lobby, oh, look, it's 49 out of 64 players. All right, let's go in there. By the time you're actually in it, it was already full because everyone else did the same thing. So you have to relook for a new one. I'm like, what? So, yeah, it gets hectic. I mean, you know, it is a brand new game. Who knows? We probably just have to look for a lobby that's not popular or something like that. Yeah, it was annoying.
I'm looking forward to playing it more and just trying to perfect my skills in the game.
It's a good party game.
Yeah, it's a good party game, especially for most of us who are born with like watching the series. Mm-hmm. So you get a lot of like little references here and there, and
even the newer generation too. Like we actually just learning what is Dragon Ball, and like yeah, that is fun. And
I mean, they did have that remastered. Anime.
They did
recently. Dragon Ball Kai, whatever. Yep. Where they, I think John, you told me that they, or Seer was telling us, like they cut down it to where they removed the filters.
Yep. It's actually interesting because it gets to the point. And you remember that Tyrone was so excited, like, oh, we're out and about, you know, going out. All he could think about is like the next episode of Dragon Ball Z Kai. I'm like, what? We're out here in Chicago and you're thinking about that episode. But it's so cut from all the filters and goes to the main stories that, like, oh, okay.
But yeah, that is Dragon Ball Fighters.
With a Z at the end.
Yes, which is all for all consoles. But yeah, we recommend it. Hopefully some of you guys would like it too. Before we leave, John, where can they find you on the interweb?
Me? You are talking to me? Yes. you can find me on Twitter at the most organized Twitter feed of 2018 at AbayArts.
And that's it?
Yes.
How about you, Nino?
Oh, they got me. I'm also on Instagram, Twitter, but I'm not that active, but mostly in Facebook and just going through stuff. So if you want me to follow you, send me a...
Friend request.
What is my name, Ben? I forgot. Do you remember it? Sorry.
I don't know. I don't have
I think Facebook, it's literally so just John Nino.
Yeah, I think it's very, it's like there's really, oh, it's John _ Abaya.
Yeah.
Oh, this is for your Twitter and
yes, whatnot. Sorry, for your Twitter, yeah.
I think you took that because there's no other John Abaya that I can see that.
Oh, the original.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Benjamin Abaya. You can find all of us on thefreakingawesome.com. You can find all our episodes on the iTunes and all the podcast apps. If you have any questions, comments, or recommendations, you can find us on, or you can email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Well, thank you for listening, and hopefully everyone's will have a good week.
Oh, wait, one more thing. Yes. Are you doing shout outs? Maybe make a poll for a Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Prediction?
I think the best Super Bowl ad will be, no.
No, let's do that. I don't even know the list, but next week we should.
I don't know the ad. Pepsi's there.
The movie trailers, the summer movies.
Oh, I wonder if they're gonna premiere Solo, the new Star Trek. I think it will be the Eagles by 7.
Eagles by 7?
And then Tom
against
Brady
against the
GOAT? Yes, against the GOAT. And then Tom Brady might remove his helmet in the middle of the game and go crazy.
Could be his last game.
So it's Eagles and Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Okay.
In Minnesota.
Did not know that. Thank you.
That's why I bring the table. All the sports you need to know.
Oh, Philadelphia.
How about you, John? Who do you think will win?
Philadelphia Eagles versus New England Patriots. Remember, your dad said the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Now, some people
will
argue.
Will win, John?
That's you, John.
Wait, what?
Who's going to win?
Oh, you both say it at the same time, so it was kind of hard. I'm going for the Eagles by 20.
Whoa.
Big win for them.
What does it say? Go big or
Eagles
go home, right?
20.
Yeah.
You heard it first.
Where is it going to be held at?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is it snowing right now?
Yeah, the newest stadium, US Bank.
Oh, so there's a, it's indoor now.
Eagles by 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's indoor.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, 24.
Brand new stadium.
Is it turf or go grass? Home.
It's semi. It's like,
okay,
it's turf, but it's really like artificial grass type of thing, like very. Oh.
So advanced. Who's your pick?
Me?
Because I know you're a big Tom Brady fan.
Oh, no, I'm not Tom. What? Get out of here. Anyhow, I think the Patriots will win it, but I don't want them to win it. But then how the Eagles fans are, I don't know if they deserve a ring. So maybe a tie? I don't know.
Wait, who beat Rams during the playoffs?
The playoff? Oh, the Atlanta Falcons, but they're not in it anymore.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Who beat the Atlanta Falcons?
The Eagles.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
So you already got your, you already got your revenge.
We went to the stem of the problem of the Eagles.
Right? No, but Eagles supposed to be, if they beat them, that's good because you don't want Atlanta to advance, John.
No, I know. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
for Nino, he doesn't care who wins.
No, my Rams are gone. That's why. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Okay. I'm Benjamin Obaya.
I'm John Obaya.
And I'm John Nino Obaya.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast.
Peace.